Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why don't you go participate in the democratic process already? The Junkies Poll of the Day, presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Who will the Commanders draft tonight with the number two pick? You got four options: Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, or Michael Penix Jr.
Those were the top golf guys, the four guys that showed up.
Yep. That was the grouping.
Real quick, Nationals lost to the Dodgers yesterday, and I looked at the box score. Mm-hmm. And what I looked at was Ohtani's numbers.
All right.
Because there was some talk, all this gambling controversy, he's going to be distracted. And he did start off slow. Remember, he started off a little slow. Betts was the guy who started off super hot. Ohtani's hitting 371.
Well, Betts had four hits last night, too.
He's in 365.
Yeah, it's a crazy good lineup, and pounded out 20 hits last night.
What was the final score? As I watched, actually, a decent amount of it.
11-2.
Yeah. Ohtani had three doubles.
Yeah, he was killing the ball. And he hit a 456-foot homer the night before. So
the other thing, I know we're not going to have time to talk about it, but I want to hear from you golf nerds just real quick. What do you make? They gave Tiger $100 million. They gave Rory $50 million. I don't know who else. They gave Spieth $30 million.
I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think it's embarrassing.
They're trying to outlive Liv. It's what they're doing.
They have to do it to keep these guys.
Yeah, that's how they're doing it.
It pales in comparison to what Liv will give, but at least it's a token, because these guys all felt betrayed, right? Because they said they weren't going to merge with them, and now it looks like they're gonna probably end up merging. All these they passed up all this money. It's a little good faith gesture.
That's why Monahan went out and got the $3 billion, because half of that was going to go to the players.
I think $750 million is what they've said. And so some is actually going to retired guys. So I don't know which retired guys that is.
I don't know.
Jordan Spieth's getting $30
million. I don't know four guys who've been more loyal to their company than these four guys. I mean, if Odyssey wants to ship us some extra chips.
That'd be
didn't
great.
I get something?
I mean, they need extra chips.
Did you get something? Didn't we get something for like our 20 years? Like, we got a catalog.
Yes.
I think I ordered the world's worst female golf clubs that my wife has.
Yeah,
it doesn't even have, EB, a 5-iron. It says 4/5 on the club. It's at Nubs. They gave you like 6 clubs. The bag is the cheapest thing you've ever seen. That's what we got.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you ordered?
I don't remember.
Did you get like binoculars or something?
Right.
Was that for CBS or was that?
I think that was back when we were with CBS Radio.
They gave us a catalog.
It was like, congratulations, 20 years.
Yeah.
Here's a terrible catalog of products that you can choose from.
I remember we got like a little like a glass.
Like a plaque you can put on your desk at home. Yeah. Like, 20 years of service. John Allville.
Right. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to regale us with EP stories, Mr. Bickle?
I'll try.
It is time for the entertainment page. And of course, it's sponsored.
Oh, sorry.
Sponsored.
It always catches him by surprise.
I've been doing the show for 28 years. And we haven't often had a sponsor for EP that I have to specifically me read. Usually I let you guys do all the reads. But this is my guy.
Yeah, you're so getting used to it.
Yeah.
Mikey Walker.
The entertainment page says, driven by BMW Fairfax. You may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. How great is that? 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com.
Just a quick entertainment nugget I want to ask Cakes. I saw he tweeted about it. Is Baby Reindeer on Netflix good?
It's pretty good. Now, let me just say this. It's dark and disturbing. It's not for
everybody.
It's
number one.
But it is.
Are the British accents super thick?
I mean, they're thick, but they're Brits.
Yeah.
You just turn on closed the caption, which okay. I do for everything outside of sports anyway.
Baby Reindeer. Number one in TV shows
today. It's a good watch, but it's not light and fluffy content.
Yeah. Well, like it's about a stalker.
Yeah, it's about a stalker.
And she's not a looker.
No, she's not.
Is this her?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a watch, but I'm telling you, it's disturbing.
She stalks. Does she stalk this bartender that she's talking to?
Yes, she does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By the way, this is
would I like it?
You would like it.
All right.
I think
maybe
you
I'll
would.
Give it a shot.
This is entertainment related. I started my free trial yesterday of Fubo TV.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna donk off my cable and my YouTube TV.
Both? Wow! Look at you.
Yeah, because this has the mass in it. It has everything.
How much?
The one I want, but the 4K and cover $89.
Mm. Nice.
So I'm gonna donk off my cable and my YouTube TV, and I think I'm gonna be a net winner.
I think that's definitely a smart move.
Now the only thing is, it takes a little long to connect to each channel. It takes maybe 3 or 4 seconds.
Okay.
You know, because it's
some
a
lag
stream.
Time, yeah.
There's a little bit of a lag.
Yeah.
I could see that being annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it works out great. I got it on my phone. I did it on my, streaming it on my smart TVs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's not to love?
I mean, give me your review once you've had it for a month.
Yeah.
I might be intrigued.
So it's the YouTube TV competitor, basically.
One of them, yeah. There's a bunch of them out there. But this one actually has Masson and Monumental.
And YouTube doesn't have all that.
Right. I don't know what the dispute
YouTube
is.
YouTube has Monumental, doesn't have Masson.
Correct.
Okay.
Masson's a little more difficult to find. Although
I'm not sure about
says
Sling
now,
TV. What does that have?
I haven't tried that.
Couldn't
somebody said
you.
Now that DirecTV has a stream option. You don't even need the dumb dish anymore. You just buy the stream package. And they also have Masson.
I mean, is anybody putting a big dish on top of their house?
No, the great thing about that is if that's true.
Right.
The number one reason why I got rid of DirecTV, number one reason. It's because literally it'd sprinkle and I would lose the signal.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm guessing if you have the stream option.
That doesn't happen. Yeah.
Right? If you get a little snow on your dish or
it shouldn't matter.
I gotta be honest, I'd never really have
you never have
disruption
that issue?
With unless it's a really bad snowstorm, which we never get anymore. But I paid way too much for it.
Dude, you should just do the stream.
I know. I'm
looking for you cable?
Direct.
He's a direct.
Still
a direct
TV.
Guy.
They're beaming it right to that big ass satellite dish.
Three bills a month.
The only thing I don't like about Fubo is they don't have numbers. And I'm a memorize the numbers guy.
Yeah.
And my remote doesn't
I'm
have.
I'm out of that game. I've been out of that game for a while.
I am, but like with DirecTV, like I probably still know all the numbers. You know what I mean?
So how do you change the channels too. There? They just
I got to go to the guide and I got to, you know what I'm saying? It's a little more.
Yeah, you scroll. You doom scroll through the guide.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a speaker thingy, talk a mic on it on my this remote.
YouTube TV.
So it's a pain
what
in the
I
ass.
Like is if you go to home on YouTube TV, they know the channels you go to. So it'll have like boxes
too.
And it'll say what
too.
Shows right there.
They know the ones that you tend
easy.
To look at.
Yeah.
They organize it. All right, this is gross. Christina Applegate, she's getting very.
Does she have MS?
Yeah.
She's got MS. She's getting very graphic, and, you feel horrible for her, right? She's dealing with multiple sclerosis. I guess she shared in a recent podcast that not only is she dealing with multiple sclerosis, she woke up at 3 in the morning and there was just a mess in her pants. She didn't know what happened. She didn't know if it was the MS. Turns out. That she suffered from sapovirus. You know what that is?
I don't.
You know what that is?
Warren Sapp virus? I don't know.
Sapovirus? I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly. I think that's when you get fecal matter in your food. Dude, there have been some horrifying stories. So that, you know, that's obviously as gross as you can imagine. There have been horrifying stories on the Daily Mail lately of like a girl that didn't heat her soup up well enough, and she basically went sepsis and died.
Oh, that's horrifying.
You know, got some horrible. There's been like two or three stories of people eating like bad food and dying. Mm.
Glad I
heated. I don't know what the. There's obviously some message there. I don't know what's
Hopefully
going on.
I heated my wonton soup up enough yesterday. I don't want to get sepsis and miss the draft. After all this draft talk, I miss the draft. Oh, God forbid. At least if I'm in the hospital bed, I would say, put the NFL draft on, please, through my ventilator.
Can't you, by the way, can't you set up most smart TVs to your Alexa? I think you can.
I don't know. My Alexa is
underutilized.
Yeah. How about never utilized?
Well, it's listening to everything you do. Well, it's plugged in.
Even when it's unplugged?
Oh, it's unplugged. It's not.
I don't think it's listening. If there's no power. Now, if they've found a way for it to listen when the power cord isn't plugged in, then they're way ahead of the game.
Right. Anne Hathaway recently had an audition, and she did an interview with V Magazine, and she said she felt gross. You know why, Cakes? Why did Anne Hathaway feel gross at her audition?
Casting couch?
Kind of. She had to make out with 10 different guys during the audition.
Who was running that audition?
Well, I mean, if it's like a romance thing.
That producer's kind of horny.
Yeah, that guy's horned up.
Dude, I've been down all these rabbit holes about, I mean, Hollywood is despicable. I don't care what anybody says. There are some directors that literally had beds in their office.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about casting couch. It was a casting bed.
Right.
Like, you want this role?
You want this job? Hop into bed with me.
Hop in this. We're hitting the skinnies. And then you can have the role. I mean, Hollywood literally is despicable.
Yeah, but I'll watch their content. I'll give me the content. Give me a blah, 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 blah. I'm going to digest it. They can be as despicable as they want. Whatever wormhole you're down, give me more of the content. Baby reindeer? Yes, please.
That's not from Hollywood, I'm guessing.
Well, wherever it's coming from.
British Hollywood.
Yeah, what is British Hollywood?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
This is a hilarious quote from Billie Eilish. I'm glad you put this in here, Valdez.
I wish you were doing a Billy Idol story, but I understand why you're not.
Billie Eilish says she has an enormous, enormous part of her life that's a huge, huge help for her. She should have a PhD in it. What is she talking about, Kate?
Jugs.
No. Hooking herself.
I did that for Valdez.
Self-pleasure.
Oh, really?
She and Valdez have something in common.
Yeah, that's the ultimate in projection.
Enormous, enormous part of my life. It's a huge, huge help for me. I should have a PhD in blank. And JP kind of said it.
How does it help her? She calms her down.
It's an enormous part of my life. I can't stress it enough. As someone with extreme body issues and dysmorphia, is that how you said it?
Yeah.
That I've had my entire life. Remember, that's why she would wear all those baggy clothes all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she took off the baggy clothes, and then you saw she had these enormous jugs.
Yeah, she has mountains on her chest.
Right.
See, that's why she's got dysmorphia.
Did you read? Do you know what she does when she hooks herself?
I don't.
It's kind of hot.
Listens to the junks on Odyssey on the podcast.
Yeah, you get her going.
Your zings are aphrodisiac. Yeah.
Did you read the last line of this article, by the way?
It's a hot article. It's almost like literotica.
Is it hotter than what Drab was eavesdropping
on
the plane?
But apparently she hooks herself in front of a mirror and watches herself.
Interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I would never do that.
Eric's going to try that.
She also said,
"Never ever."
Did you hear what she said about?
Yes, yeah. I've been in love with girls for my whole life. Yeah, but I just didn't understand until last year. I realized I wanted my face in a blank. Well, you can just guess.
Yeah. I thought you were going to throw that out there.
A little uncomfortable reading that article.
Does she still record with him? Is that like her partner?
Every time I've ever seen her brother is on her hip.
He gets very uncomfortable.
Maybe it's like Angelina Jolie situation. When she's like making out with her brother.
Is he just riding all the coattails?
He's got to be.
I mean, he's the ultimate coattail rider.
That's why
Drab's,
that's his favorite artist.
He's definitely the Nubs Eilish.
Yeah. Kanye has a new business venture. Cakes, you won't guess this one.
I mean, I would need a hint. I can only imagine
JP,
what his next
you'll
business
probably
venture
guess this. What's Kanye's next business venture? Kanye, the guy with the Yeezys and the what other business
venture?
Well,
Adidas definitely ceased their relationship with him.
Right, but I think they got back together to unload the $1 billion of the merch.
Oh, they did?
I didn't
know
that. A ton of merch.
His new business. He's into car washes.
No, we should all be into car washes.
Everybody loves a clean car.
Everybody loves a clean car.
Give me a hint as to what his new business venture is.
You're big into it.
Poker?
Porn.
Oh, yeah. Another projection. Biggest projector ever, right here.
Kanye is reportedly thinking about starting his own porn studio called, you guessed it, Yeezy Porn. And supposedly he's working with Mike Moss. Do you know who Mike Moss is?
Yeah, he's right behind us.
Yeah, he's wearing a Commander's
wing. He cuts up videos
puts
for
up
YouTube.
YouTube vids all the
no,
time.
No, he happens to be the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels.
Mm. Okay.
I think we had that dude
the guy
in
who
studio.
Was here? Might be.
But she definitely came in here with some dude.
No, that was like her gay friend.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't
if you
her
remember,
husband.
If you remember.
It was a really weird guy. Yeah.
As her gay
How
friend.
How does Mike Moss spell his name?
M-O-Z.
Mike
like
Mars.
Mozzarella, Philly, short for mozzarella. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we will talk some Capitals playoff hockey. We'll be joined by Devin Dubnyk from NHL Network. We'll be joined by him next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.